This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours. 2 hours, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, we've got multiple telephone listen lines. Let me give you one of those numbers, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Today, number three in the series, we have been doing a special investigative report on crimes in the United States of America. We've been talking about concentration camps in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the concentration camps of World War II Germany, they were fenced, barbed wire, the equivalent of concertina wire, multiple fences, guard towers with snipers, armed employees, stacked prisoner bunks, rationed food, starvation, portions, torture, executions. You know, in the United States, we have executed people by hanging them with the electric chair, with cyanide gas, firing squads. And now, the current preferred method of killing people, murdering them with impunity by the government, is lethal injections. You know, the executioner doesn't wear a name badge that says Joe Doakes on it. He's prevented from being identified by the government, no name, hidden from the public. And you know what? All of this can be stopped by the governor or the president. Your USAprepares.com faculty has spent over 20 years, if you combine their time, in prison. Over 20 years your faculty has spent in prison and in jails for crimes such as rape and murder, heinous crimes. Rape and murder. Your faculty has been imprisoned and jailed for rape and murder and other crimes, such as assault on police officers with deadly weapons. Crimes that they did not commit. Crimes that were used to put your instructors in prison. Can I prove that your faculty didn't commit rape and murder? Absolutely. Jeffrey Deskovic is one of your instructors. He spent over 15 years in prison, maximum security, for rape and murder. And he just won the highest award ever in the history of the United States, $46 million for a wrongful conviction. Mike Parsons, over 5 years. Jail and prison. He was shot at. His dog was executed in front of him. His wife was shot at. He won an election, and the next thing you know, he's in jail and in prison, and he's still fighting this battle. It's an outrage. This is in Special Investigative Report number 3 in the series so far. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent.
Mike,
hopefully
I'm angry.
Hopefully my voice is a little better than the last time we spoke, and
it
the
is.
Phone should be a lot better.
Mike, the phone is better. Your voice is better. It's great to hear that you are slowly improving. Mike, you've just gotten out of jail again after over 5 months. We talked about this last week. Class, we're going to continue this, and I'm sure the book is coming out. The details have been stored. The names have been named. And, Mike, am I wrong that if any more harm is brought your way, that information will be forthcoming?
Well, it's documented, and it's there. It's just a matter of when and how it would be released. It's just up to those people that we reach out to. And as we remember the 4th of July and remembering our independence from a tyrannical government, right now people are deciding, who are they going to vote for? Who are they going to support? You have an opportunity to look at these groups and these people and find out, do they really support us? Are they really willing to stand for us? Ask them, will they speak out against what's going on to Mike Parsons in Tipton County? Will they go to the governor's office and demand he exercise the power that we the people have given him to exonerate one of we the people? Will he exonerate a man who was attacked by the Tipton County Old Boy Network for running for office and exposed or for simply exposing a rigged election? And then he and his wife were shot at 29 times without provocation, and they shot and killed his pet wolf hybrid Brandy right in front of him, shot in the back, falsely charged him, railroaded him into prison for 7 years, effectively 4.5 years in prison, and now they want to send me back to prison for 10 years. That's right, 10 years. For falsely accusing me of a crime that effectively goes against the Second Amendment. And all these Second Amendment groups, you name them, I've called them. They refuse to get involved. Effectively, the state of Tennessee is prosecuting me for a crime that doesn't even exist on paper. They're creating a law that does not exist. Being in the vicinity of a gun is not a crime. And if the Second Amendment right to bear arms shall not be infringed is the supreme law of the land, then no code, regulation, or these corporate policies they call statutes has any effect. It's void on its face. But where are these people at? My mom called the senator who's over our area, who's running for Congress, Mr. Brian Kelsey. He refused to speak to my mother, but now he wants your election, saying he's supported by the NRA. Oh, yeah, that's one of those groups that failed to assist. Sometimes the truth is hard, especially when you have an institution that you're so invested in that you expect them to do the right thing, and when they don't, well, there must be a reason. No, my friends, there's no reason. At the end of the day, they pick and choose based on what they want to do, and if, in effect, we the people stood up and these organizations that we've supported stood up and demanded and we stopped this infringement on the Second Amendment, guess what? Well, they no longer need all the millions of dollars every year because effectively the problem is solved. It's all about money. It's all about power and control. It's not about preserving your rights. Sad to say this, it's not.
Mike Parsons, can you draw the similarities between the concentration camps of World War II and the prison and jails you've been in?
Well, as a student of history, I've learned a lot about what atrocities occurred during the Second World War, and I can directly relate what's going on right now to many of those same atrocities that we're experiencing right now, where they're doing medical experiments upon the people. They are systematically destroying we the people. They're coming after people that they view as subversive or outspoken or people that just don't want to go along and support the party line. And those people that are independent, self-sufficient, self-governing, like me, they don't like those people. The people over in Germany that were independent, self-sufficient, self-governing had their own religion. Those people that had their own shops were craftsmen, had special skills that they were all unique to them. They didn't like those people because those people could survive on their own. Without getting into the various religions and races and sects, you look at the people that they eliminated. They eliminated those people who had survived for generation after generation after generation, and they would keep surviving, and they still survive, and they will continue to survive. But we the people, our time's limited. You have to stand for something, as they say, or you'll fall for anything. And right now, there's too many people that have been dumbed down and brainwashed, and I don't know. In this country, I don't know. I got a small glimpse of the atrocities that go on in the Tipton County Jail, where you're literally systematically destroyed through starvation. Nutrition is a great thing. Nutrition keeps us healthy. They know that. They're not ignorant. They starve you by design. They give you adulterated food by design. State of Tennessee claims they have no oversight because it's a private jail. That's all by design. Plausible deniability. Take away the checks and balances and the controls. Just like in Nazi Germany, why was this allowed to happen? Where was the oversight? Well, it was all shut down. Why? Well, we had a crisis. We had an emergency. So the United States has been under a state of emergency since, what, 1913? And so they perpetually have kept us under a state of emergency so they can eliminate our rights. Well, no, there's no such thing as a state of emergency eliminating supreme law of the land, unless you allow it. It's all sleight of hand, illusionary tactics of the black robe Luciferians that are sitting behind the bench. They're sophisticated. They're not dumb. They're sociopaths that love to destroy we the people. And the average person is too busy taking care of themselves and their job and their family. They don't have time to do this research. So when someone like me or Vincent or others on this show come along and start exposing this stuff, a lot of the rank and file say, how can it be? How is this so? I'll tell you how it's so. You just take the time and you listen and you verify these things for yourself. I was in court last Friday. I'm blessed to be here today. When I got done, I went to the clerk's office. Well, before I went into court, I went to the clerk's office, and I looked in the file. There were orders filed by the judge in my case back in March that I never got a copy of, orders that I'm required by law to be given a copy of. And without that, how would I know what's going on? Well, the judge has already pretty much sealed my fate, and we'll talk about that on the other side. And this is part of the deception. It's time to wake up.
Class, this can happen to any of us. This can happen to any of us. I've been approached at conventions where the cops are called on me. And four cops will show up, three in front, one behind, ready to shoot me because someone calls the cops. These are cases they're trying to build against us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a short detour here. If you go to a search engine and you type in Jeffrey Deskovic, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Deskovic, D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C, you'll find a result in Wikipedia, and it says, Jeffrey Mark Deskovic, born October 27, 1973, was wrongfully convicted in 1990 at the age of 17 of raping, beating, and strangling Angela Correa, a 15-year-old high school classmate at Peekskill High School. That's the opening sentence. So, is it possible that you can be wrongfully convicted? Absolutely. Is it possible that the judge can instruct the jury that you will not go home for Christmas or the holidays until you reach a verdict? And then is it possible that the jury can say, listen, got family and friends coming over, we got to get out of here, so let's just convict this guy? Is that possible? Well, according to Jeffrey Deskovic, that's what happened. Is it possible that the police can fabricate a crime scene story and have that story used? Sure. Is it possible that careers get enhanced by notches on the gun belts of the judge, the prosecutors, and all those involved, the detectives, the investigators? Sure. And according to Jeffrey Deskovic, those involved all got career enhancements for convicting him. Yeah, they found someone that they named as the killer. Steve Engel gets a ring on the doorbell. He opens the door, after midnight at his home in Hays City, Kansas. A couple cops are there. Steve has his 1911 45 held by the muzzle, meaning he's holding it by the barrel. And his left hand opens the door with his right hand. The cops just show up at his house. He didn't call them. They said someone called 911 from his number. He said, no, no one did. And they saw his gun, and they put their pistol in his face and beat him up and put him in the hospital. And then now he's facing charges of assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. Possibly 10, 20 years in prison. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. So if you think we're kidding with Mike Parsons, we're not. Mike, did you want to continue, or do you want to talk about some of these medical experiments?
Well, it's no different than Nazi Germany. I mean, literally, we have Nazi-style jails in the state of Tennessee where they will use extortive measures. They will do medical experiments without your consent, starve you, provoke you so that they can abuse you. There were cases after cases after cases where other inmates, other gentlemen, I hate referring to people as inmates, that's their language, human beings, men, were asked at various times in the 5.5 months I was there, you don't talk to Parsons, do you? That guy's nuts. Yeah. That's what they did. One by one, they tried to find out who I was talking to, what I was saying. And I would tell these guys after I would have these long dissertations with them. Now, some of these guys didn't want to hear about anything I had to say, and so I didn't say much to those. Others that were interested, they were like sponges. They were absorbing all this because they'd never heard it. They didn't know about USAPrepares.com or Genesis or Republic or any of the other radio stations and sources out there for this information. And those people wanted to know more, and I said, guys, they're going to ask you, if you talk to Parsons, tell them, say, yeah, the guy's a nut. I would say, go ahead and say the guy's a nut. That way you're protected. I want you to get out of here. I don't want you to be held up or messed with. I want you to walk out that door and be free. And then once you're free, then you can talk to your family and friends, and you can let them know what you saw, what you experienced, and the information can go forward. I may or may not get out of here. I don't know. But the fact is that these people, if you, and several of them spoke up, they said, yeah, these people really hate you. When they would call individuals out and specifically ask them about me, why would they do that? Because as the inmates, the guys, the men, and I apologize for you guys if you're listening, they realized that what's different about me is I didn't consent. I wasn't going along with their program, and I was teaching others how to do the same thing. And they didn't like that. I was freeing the slaves from the tyranny. And that's messing with their money. And that's when they come after you the hardest. Because otherwise, they can't provide for themselves. They can't feed themselves. They can't grow food.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike Parsons was arrested and jailed wrongfully, and spent 5.5 years behind bars as a result of running for election and winning. And the things that happened after that were horrible. And so I'd like to share with those who might be listening in prison right now. If you're wondering if the story is reaching anybody, well, it's number 2 on GCN right now, live. It's also number 20 live on TalkStream Live. That's nationally. Number 20. Competing with everyone everyone else. And who's the competition? That'd be Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Mike Gallagher, Herman Cain, Brian Sussman, Imus. Yeah. And so many others. Number 20 and rising. So the story's getting legs and it's traveling. And people are really, really concerned that this could happen to them. Mike, let's talk about the food. What kind of food do you experience when you're in jail and in prison? So let's start with breakfast. What's for breakfast?
In the jail, you get two biscuits, two teaspoons of grits, and about a teaspoon and a half of some kind of something they call gravy. That's
Hold it.
It.
Mike, two biscuits. How large are these?
Let me correct. I do have to say, on Mondays and Fridays, you do get about a teaspoon and a half of some type of eggs. And seriously, when I tell you I'm talking about teaspoons, I'm not exaggerating over or under. It's almost as though they precisely measure out two teaspoons. So you can literally get two or three bites, and that's it.
Mike, when you say biscuits, how large are these biscuits, and what are these biscuits?
Well, they make them. They have inmates that work in the kitchen, and they're probably about 2 inches in diameter and about an inch tall. And they're usually the consistency of a hockey puck, I would say.
So do you think the inmates are in the kitchen are trying to get you maximum calories because they're making it really
no
dense?
They're just doing what they're told. I've had actually some fellows that were in one of the cells next to mine that had worked in the kitchen, and they lost their kitchen job because of fighting. And they're usually extorted. The other guys will, in the pod they're in, that's a special pod that has a lot of privileges, and those guys will try to get them to sneak in cigarettes because all of the kitchen workers are given cigarettes. They let their families bring in cigarettes, and they give them 3 cigarette smoke breaks a day. So in a jail with a no-smoking policy, inmates are given cigarettes to stand outside and smoke along with the other guards as a benefit. So basically, the privileges here, do something that's going to hurt your body and cause you harm. So they'll do that.
Mike, let me see if I understand. The entire concentration camp is no smoking, correct?
Right. It's a state law that's a totally no smoking building.
Yeah, in violation of state law.
Oh yeah.
Prison employees, concentration camp employees in the state of Tennessee are allowing cigarettes to be brought in for those who are behind bars to smoke outside with the guards. Did I hear that right?
I've witnessed at the Tipton County Correctional Facility, as they call it, formerly the Tipton County Jail. It's a private for-profit corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. That's right, private for-profit, privately owned. I've seen people hand packs of cigarettes to the guard, the visitation officer. He would take them back, and then when I was locked up mending my ribs for about a month, I could see them walk out the back door with these packs of cigarettes, give them to the inmates, and, they're going out to smoke.
All right. So, Mike, I've written this down. Two biscuits, and these are like what might, if they were candy, they'd be called fun size. I mean, biscuits. Two teaspoons of grits. Now, we're talking about like 1 tablespoon of grits. Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe just a little more than a tablespoon.
Okay.
But you're not getting
one and
not
a half.
Like a, it's not like a normal serving at all. This is like what you would see at a kindergarten getting, a daycare getting, where you're feeding a 4-year-old. It's certainly not enough. Lunch is the same thing. They had.
Oh, wait, let's go to lunch in just a second, Mike. Okay. I'm thinking about. In our kitchen cabinet, we have cups and saucers. I'm thinking that this whole meal, two biscuits, two teaspoons of grits, 1.5 teaspoons of eggs, and 1.5 teaspoons of gravy will all fit on a teacup saucer.
Yeah, it will. And you remember, you're only getting the eggs twice a week. That's only twice a week. So there's five other days that all you get is the biscuits, and it's either grits or gravy. It's a couple of teaspoons of each, and like a teaspoon and a half of gravy, 2 teaspoons of the grits or oatmeal. I'm sorry, grits and oatmeal.
Where do you get this? Do you get this in like the cafeteria?
No. They bring this on trays that if you're in the pod, if you're not locked down. When I got there January the 12th, 3 days later, we were locked down for 2 months because another inmate faked a seizure, and so they locked down the whole pod. They call that the family plan, where they punish everybody for one guy's misdeeds. So we were then fed for 2 months through a pie hole. So you had 8 guys in a 12-foot by 14-foot room, 4 on cots on the wall and 4 on the floor. So you literally have virtually no place to walk, no place to exercise. And you can imagine 8 guys that really don't want to be there, tempers, are short. But you're fed through the pie flap, and you're served in even smaller trays, little styrofoam serving trays. And that's it.
Do you get to keep your own food ration, or do the biggest guys steal it from the smaller guys?
Yeah, in some situations, the big guys extort the smaller guys. Usually it's all gang-related, and there was one guy there who was living off a commissary and virtually giving away all of his trays to the other gang guys. He was a young black man that he was 17 years old when he was put in this jail in the felony pod. He was underage. They don't care. They routinely would take guys with murder charges and put them on the misdemeanor pod, change them out of their orange jumpsuit into a green jumpsuit because, well, privileges. Maybe they did something to benefit the jail, like help set somebody up. And so this guy's awaiting a murder trial,
Mike,
but yet he's in a misdemeanor pod.
You're talking about these, so these jumpsuits are color-coded?
Yeah, if you have a felony charge, you would wear an orange jumpsuit. You could be in there on a driving violation, but if you've ever had a felony charge, they put you in an orange jumpsuit. That's where, the most severe crime-related events, stored them in those two pods. The guys with the misdemeanors, DUIs, failure to pay fees and stuff, they go on the misdemeanor pod, which they have just as many fights on the misdemeanor pod. But it's always over some gang-related extortion where they're trying to threaten others into giving up stuff, and that's how it happens. And then if you get into a fight, everybody that's in a fight, whether you are defending yourself or fighting back, everyone is charged with fighting. And now that they've passed a law a couple of years ago, they're trying to give people what they call street charges, where you can be literally sent to prison for years for effectively defending yourself in a jail. And the guy that attacked me and, without provocation, blindsided me and knocked me down and kicked in my ribs, he pled guilty to a simple assault and got 45 days time served, and that's all they're going to do to him. He's a really great guy. I mean, he's in the jail awaiting trial for aggravated assault against a pregnant woman and her unborn child that she later lost. No, they haven't upped the charges to homicide. They've just left it at that because he's a well-known guy. He's a frequent flyer. And he's going back to prison for probably 6 years on a previous charge. But they know he's a frequent flyer and he works with him. I don't know why the guy attacked me, but I do know this. When I was in the holding cell, they put him in the room beside me, and the roommate I had asked him about that. And he said, well, Judge Peeler had me go up there, and I talked to his buddy, Mr. McCoy, and Mr. McCoy said, yeah, I heard you beat the heck out of Parsons. Good deal. Too bad you didn't kill him. So, obviously, there was an intent for this to have happened. And is there anything that can be done about it? Well, not in Tipton County. Will the Will the investigators do anything to charge them? Will they follow the state law that requires that I have the right to know what the charge is going to be and that I insist on that he be given severe punishment and given the right charge? Well, that's what the law says. He should have been charged with aggravated assault with bodily injury. No, they gave him a simple assault, a misdemeanor, time served for the time he's already been locked up for 6 months. And his benefit, he was going to prison anyway. They sent him on to prison early so he wouldn't have to endure the jail. So now he's got to prison. He actually gets a little bit better food, and he's got more freedom because he gets to go outside. So he actually wanted to go to prison for better accommodations, and now he got what he wanted.
Mike,
what's the price? Simple. Attack Parsons.
Are you saying that there are hits ordered by employees of the government? Is that what you're saying?
There are hits ordered by people within the jails and the prisons amongst the gangs and inmates. It goes on every day in this state.
Do the guys in uniform, the corrections officers, do they actually beat prisoners with impunity?
Yeah, they actually do, and or if they'd rather be sophisticated, they just get another inmate to do it. And unfortunately, there's too many inmates that are so stupid they don't realize, even though they do this, they're going to have their own accountability when effectively they get sued or charged. But they don't care.
Hold that thought. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got your
take my, when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Sounds like we should cross Tennessee off our maps, class. It looks like a miserable place to be based on what the government has done and turned over the prisons to private corporations for your disbenefit. Mike, what's for lunch in prison? Mike, you there?
Sorry about that, Vincent. Getting back in the swing of using a phone and hitting the mute button and forgetting about it is something I've got to get back into remembering. Real quickly, yeah. I just want to mention one thing, a little bit of housekeeping. This is an investigative report. On the letters that I sent, I always mention reporting live from the belly of the beast. I used to have a radio talk show, and for years I've been doing investigative research to uncover and expose the truth. And so when I use individuals' names, it's because I know firsthand I'm a witness to these events. If it's something that someone has told me about when I don't really have firsthand experience, or if I can't verify it independently, then I don't use any names because I respect their privacy. But anytime you hear me use someone's name, it's because I personally witnessed it. The food, let's go on to lunch now. You might have, I'm guessing, calorie-wise, about 800 to 1,000 calories at lunch. That's the big meal of the day. That's what everybody wants. It's usually, there's never a leafy green vegetable anywhere. Okay, you never saw a real piece of fruit, no bananas, no apples, nothing ever. The entire time, not one leafy green vegetable, not one piece of real fruit, never. You have processed food. Usually it was white. Beans are pretty much a mainstay. The occasional day you might have, once a week they had something called pot roast, which was actually a turkey-based meat, and it tasted good, it looked good, it was on rice, it was filling. But there again, you're talking about one day out of the week that you actually got something that probably in and of itself was probably about maybe 1,500 calories, like the equivalency of a Big Mac as far as calories. But what they did is they established what they call a 2,000-calorie-a-day regimen, and it's basically a one-size-fits-all. And the lady who's the dietitian or nutritionist for the state that they use, you can't find this person. Nobody in my family could find this person. Don't know if that person existed, so there's no way to explain to them one size doesn't fit all. You got guys that are, you know, in various capacities or states in their life where they need more or less calories, and nutrition doesn't come from colors, textures, and calories. It comes from nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, all the things that we've learned on this show through the years. That's nutrition. That's what keeps you alive and gives you fuel. And it's not about, you know, a caloric intake. It's about vitamins, minerals, and such. So effectively, people are slowly destroyed. Their bodies slowly atrophy. I lost 25 pounds, as I said the other day, through starvation. Slowly, over time, I went from 195 to 170 pounds, and at 6'5", 55 years of age, with virtually no body fat, the only thing I had to lose was muscle and body and organ tissue. That was it. I really look bad. Comparatively speaking, I had no idea, but people that are friends that have seen me let me know just how bad I look. And as Dr. Sheely would talk about, you lose a certain amount, you age quickly, and then once you recover, you stop at that point, but you never go back. So I would estimate I've lost a minimum of 5 to 10 years off my life over the last 5.5 months. I would say that conservatively.
Mike, did they give you sugary things? Did you get sugary drinks? Did you get any kind of juice?
No.
What kind of beverages?
Never getting anything. There's no salt, no sugar, no pepper. It's a bland diet.
What if a person...
You did get water. You had water 3 times a day.
So what if you're thirsty 4 times a day?
You got to go to the sink, which is right above the commode, and hope that it's clean.
What about kosher meals?
Negative. And
I
did request my religious diet.
We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.